December 11, the Blessed Hope, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13. Jesus said he would go away and prepare mansions for us, that where he is, there we may be also. We shall ever dwell with and enjoy the light of his precious countenance. My heart leaps with joy at the cheering prospect. We are almost home. Heaven, sweet heaven, it is our eternal home. I am glad every moment that Jesus lives, and because he lives, we shall live also. My soul says, praise the Lord. There is a fullness in Jesus, a supply for each, for all. And why should we die for bread or starve in foreign lands? I hunger, I thirst for salvation, for entire conformity to the will of God. We have a good hope through Jesus. It is sure and steadfast and entereth into that within the veil. It yields us consolation in affliction. It gives us joy amid anguish, disperses the gloom around us, and causes us to look through it all to immortality and eternal life. Earthly treasures are no inducement to us, for while we have this hope, it reaches clear above the treasures of earth that are passing away and takes hold of the immortal inheritance, the treasures that are durable, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fade not away. Our mortal bodies may die and be laid away in the grave, yet the blessed hope lives on until the resurrection, when the voice of Jesus calls forth the sleeping dust. We shall then enjoy the fullness of the blessed, glorious hope. We know in whom we have believed. We have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. A rich, a glorious reward is before us. It is the prize for which we run. And if we persevere with courage, we shall surely obtain it. There is salvation for us, and why do we stay away from the fountain? Why not come and drink, that our souls may be refreshed, invigorated, and may flourish in God? Why do we cling so closely to earth? There is something better than earth for us to talk about and think of. We can be in a heavenly frame of mind. Oh, let us dwell upon Jesus' lovely, spotless character. And by beholding, we shall become changed to the same image. Be of good courage. Have faith in God.